This is a great example of the power in numbers.
Ginger Jeffrey serves as director of communications at Canisius High School in Buffalo. Canisius is one of three area private schools that signed the letter, appearing in Sunday's New York Times. Leaders at the Park School and Buffalo Seminary also signed the statewide letter as members of the New York State Association of Independent Schools.
We don't think that it's a matter of choosing between protecting the rights of responsible gun ownership and the prevention of gun violence. We think that both can be achieved through thoughtful and forceful legislation, and that's what this letter is all about.
The statewide letter from independent schools says they're rising up to say enough in the wake of the Parkland shootings that killed 17 students and teachers. They're calling for change to gun laws. Helen Marlette is head of school at Buffalo Seminary.
We can support both our Constitution and protect our schools and our students.
What I do think needs to happen is that make it less easy or more difficult for kids to get their hands on weapons like that.
Chris Loricella is head of school at the Park School of Buffalo. But Loricella points out that private schools seem to have a better track record in handling student safety.
There have been almost no school safety issues in independent and private schools so far, and let's hope that trend continues. Partly because we think that we are so close to our students, we know them so well, and we're aware of kind of what's going on in their lives, and we provide the resources and outlet to deal with those things appropriately. So when I hear the president talk about wanting to arm teachers and do those pieces, I personally, and this is a personal feeling, think that the resources that would go to that would be better spent providing mental health resources. I would love to have another school counselor here, another school psychologist here.
In the letter, the independent schools wrote they implore the president and legislative leaders to do everything necessary to stem this tide of senseless gun violence. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.